Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're locked into the money line with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Lock it in, baby. Money line, another week, and some more monies, we like to say. Donnie Wrightside along with Kevin Walsh. It's nice. I don't know if it's nice, Kevin, where there's no afternoon Major League Baseball. But I got to tell you, it sort of eases us into the week because NBA is here. Major League Baseball is tonight. The draft is this week. And $15,000 fines for Joel Embiid here versus officials. That's how we start the week.
Yeah, we can settle in, right, as you like to say. Yeah. Focus on what has happened as opposed to specifically what is happening in the moment, which we like to do in the baseball games, our life. I will say, boy, the refs have really been heavily featured here during the postseason in the NBA, which, look, they always are. The games mean more. The coaches and players are more critical. But Embiid just took down a fine. Nurse has had big problems on the other side of the floor. Taylor Jenkins went very, very, very hard after the officials. Ja Morant is liking tweets from Skip Bayless that they are rigging the series to be even after four. Monty Williams yesterday was blown away at a foul disparity. I mean, it has been nearly every team is seemingly taking their kind of turns being bothered by the officials.
No, they certainly are. And talking about the NBA, whether or not you're bothered by officials or not, somebody's bothered by injury, and that is Fred VanVleet, who will not play today in Game 5 in Philadelphia. So that line, which was 7.5, and we're doing the early line, now up to 8 and a total of 211. And I got to tell you, I like the under here, K-Dub.
Yeah, it makes sense, right? The series, with it being on the line tonight, you would think Donnie plays tighter to the vest. One thing I wonder a little bit, and if I were to offer up any hesitation, if we think the Sixers end it tonight, maybe this is, I feel like it's a hot shooting night from everybody. Kind of everybody does their part. Sixers might be able to touch 120 tonight. Like, that would be my one. Like, if I were looking to bet the other angle of it, Donnie, I would try to be specifically betting the Sixers team total to the over, but I think the under does make some sense.
Because the Sixers absolutely smoked the Raptors in Games 1 and Games 2. Mm-hmm. So see if that holds true here. And granted, Game 3, the Sixers won on a Joel Embiid three-point made shot at the gun. Game 4, they lost, even though VanVleet only did play 15 minutes in that game, but it looked like Joel Embiid was already checked out, and so were the Sixers for all intent and purposes. So we got three games in the NBA tonight. So if you guys want to join in on the fun today, the money line is 844-843 6879. So we got some time to sit back, relax, go over each and every one of these NBA games. Also, there are some interesting spots here in Major League Baseball, but I have to tell you, you know, seeing the reports, you know, I don't even need reports to tell me. Major League Baseball hitting is in a real bad way now. And when I saw the one topic once again pop up, Kevin, it said, oh my goodness, the pitchers again think there's more than one baseball. I can't get over this, man. I just can't get over this. And I believe them. Like, I believe the pitchers where it's like, hey, we're putting 2019 balls in with 2022 balls, and hopefully they can't tell the difference.
Just put all 2019 balls out there. Is that how Tim LeCastro took one deep yesterday, Donnie? the Yankees, you know, because here's the thing. If you listen to some of these broadcasts now, they're starting to bring it up, right? The humidor is in every single ballpark here. Baseball jumped the shark somewhere. Again, we've gone over this before, and I don't know if they're going to be able to put it back in the box. Man, I was listening today, and I haven't seen this anywhere outside of the one place I was listening, so I don't want to give it too much credence, but I will leave it kind of baseless, right? Because, again, I don't want to add too much to it if it's wrong, but a high-level pitcher, they thought Donnie found a secret way to get some substance going on the mound. I haven't seen it anywhere else. I don't know if it's true. But it's, again, we kind of talk about it, right? Like, all the, like, juice the baseballs, give them the spider tack. Let's just play normal baseball here. Yep, too bad. Everything's a strikeout. Why are we trying to appeal to the 75-year-old baseball fan? I don't understand. Like, if everything's a strikeout or a home run, sounds good to me. Let's bet strikeout props. Let's bet game overs. We'll be fine, Donnie.
No, and I hear you on that because you just want it to be uniform. Like, you come into an NBA season and things adjust, but why is it always baseball? Like, why is it baseball just sitting back and saying to themselves, like, well, you know what? They're having way too much fun out there. I mean, we got to rein this thing in and deaden the baseballs. It just doesn't make sense. And the only thing that we talked about last week was it just has to be consciousness on the owner's behalf saying these guys have to stop hitting home runs because sooner or later every position will be making $25 million because they all hit 30 or more home runs. And if that's the case, you're just like, you know, biting your own nose off at that point. Like, what the point of the fun is, get people engaged, get people watching, get people out to the ballpark. And does that mean you have to pay superstar players? That's what you got them for. That's why you pay superstar players, because they make you money along making themselves some money out here. And I can't wait. Maybe it's just next week where hopefully we get into the 70s and there we go off into the summer, 80s, 90s, heat, humidity, winds blowing out, and we'll forget about all of this. But I can't forget about how April is going, where you're still having issues all over the diamond. Strike them out. Balls, you know, hey, deep fly ball. Oh, only went to the warning track. Enough with this stuff. Enough with it.
No, it's going to be great then. It's going to be great because then we get to the playoffs and then I'll have to hear about it. Postseason, it's the pitching. That's all that matters. Yeah, it's because it's 14 degrees.
Too cold. Too cold. Heat up the bats. Cork the bats. Let's get it started. A corked week here on Moneyline. 844-843-6879. On the right side, Kevin Walsh. We'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back in the Moneyline here on a Monday. It is draft week. Donnie Wrightside here with Kevin Walsh. And this morning, Trayvon Walker was a minus 150 price. By the time I made it on to the morning after, he was a minus 170 price. And now that we're back on Moneyline, he's back to a 150 price to be the number one overall pick this week in the NFL draft, followed by Aiden Hutchinson, Ekwonu, Evan Neal. Nobody knows anything here at this point now. But let's see where this goes, because usually when you get the steam, it usually doesn't come back in one way, right? Like Trayvon Walker jumps out to a minus 150. If I find out and see Aiden Hutchinson goes back for him to be like a minus 200 on Wednesday, I'm going to do nothing but laugh here, Kevin.
So I would tell people, perhaps you're just tuning in, first time hearing some draft chatter from myself and Donnie. I would say Donnie has been the steadiest of people saying it's got to be Hutch. There's no way they're actually going to take Trayvon Walker. And there was a report that came out today from Matt Miller, who works at ESPN. He's at NFL Draft Scout, that says it goes like this. It's draft week, which means it's lying week. There's a lot of chatter this morning about the Jaguars and Ikem Ekwonu. Could it be that they like him a lot and might not draft him? But the buzz is definitely out there that he is in play at number one overall. I now, after that tweet, Donnie, feel pretty secure that I know what the Jaguars want to do at number one, and that is not draft.
Yeah.
Clearly, Donnie, if this guy, if Ikem, right, I believe Icky is what he goes by, Donnie, if Icky's in the conversation now, Trayvon Walker's flying up the board, and we know Hutch is in a mix, it has to be a scenario, Donnie, that they are saying that they like everybody because they need everybody to be calling because they actually don't like anybody that much. They know they're not all that good, and they are desperate to trade back. Is that your read at this point? Because it is mine.
Yes, because it means like somebody's burning up the phone line saying, you know, who are you trading up for? And the Jaguars will ask, well, hey, if we're going to try, you know, go back to two or three, we want to make sure our guy is still going to be there. Yes, trade with us. It's going to be Trayvon Walker, as he now is a 175 favorite here, as it seems to be changing here every other moment on the FanDuel Sportsbook here. But also, I missed my calling. I really did. And I'm talking about just being like, forget about, like, I played football my whole life. I never wanted to be a coach. But I thought personnel was one of the coolest positions you could ever have. Like, be a GM, assistant GM, a scout. Like, you're not putting together game plans. Just trying to find good football players and see how they fit in. And the reason I bring this up is, you know, the Baltimore Ravens do the 2020s. You know, hey, you graduated from college, you're 22. Here's 20 grand along with 20 other people around 22 to 23 years old. Sink or swim, if you really love it, you know, maybe there's a job for you in this business. If not, you know, we got you for 100 hours a week at only 20 grand for the entire year. Congratulations. So I look at the Steelers, and Mike Tomlin just said a few moments ago, must be having a press conference here. Tomlin said there's no updates on Stephon Tuitt. Tuitt is doing well. Previously, before that, he says, yeah, we're going to put together our board over the next 24 to 48 hours for the draft. So, all right, Steelers, everybody just drank beers, you know, crushed vodka, hung out, went on vacations, and came back and said, okay, who are we drafting this week? And I got to tell you, I still think some NFL teams would outdraft the majority of other NFL teams if they crushed beers, played golf, went on vacation, didn't pay attention till just this week and opened up a book and said, okay, where's the consensus draft picks here, 1 through 300? All right, great. And I guarantee you they will have a better chance or the same drafting chance that somebody who's overdrafted and overanalyzed a guy's cone drill like Trayvon Walker. When did you hear him all season long as he was going to be the guy, along with, you know, a handful of the people? These are the ones I love, too. Like Kayvon Thibodeau, right? Oregon. Comes in and sees, wow, number one pick. Just falls off, and he just hears, oh, he doesn't like football, so he drops down a little bit. Aiden Hutchinson. Now he almost won the Heisman. Yeah, he's going to be number one pick. Ooh, man, I saw a cone draw to this guy, Trayvon Walker. I don't know if Hutchinson could be the number one pick overall. I love it. I can't get enough of this from each and every NFL team telling me nonsense left and right here.
So if you are someone that is invested or in the depths of NBA draft Twitter, what you will find is there is a big disparity from people that have 3,000 followers, follow the draft unbelievably closely, mm-hmm. tweet out videos, tweet out their prospect rankings, and then what the people at the biggest platforms are basically viewing. And what you'll often, in my opinion, Donnie, what you'll often find on the NBA side is the people with the biggest platforms, essentially their rankings seem to mimic that of a mock draft. They're hardly almost even telling you who they think the best is. They're basically just giving you what seems like this mirror image, Donnie, of how the opening round is going to go, who everybody else thinks the number one players on the board are, and it somewhat kind of follows through that way. And very often, Donnie, there are these big disparities, and very often the guys on the draft Twitter side are right. I feel like in the NFL draft, we don't get that as much. There's always, like, who are the three best edge rushers? Everybody agrees it's these three guys. Who's the best quarterback? Everybody thinks it's these three guys here. Who's the best wide receiver, and so on and so forth and so forth here, where, like, the NFL draft to me, Donnie, like, we enter, and this is something that I've heard from multiple people, so I know it's just not me. This NFL draft class, it doesn't have juice to it because there isn't even much to debate about. Like, again, Donnie, you love football. Donnie, have you heard anybody debate? Ah, man. I don't even think, to be honest with you, Donnie.
Yeah.
I legitimately don't even think I've heard, who do you like more, Malik Willis or Kenny Pickett? I don't even think I've heard the debate. It's like no one cares about any of this right now, which makes this draft process so bizarre. And to kind of tie it all together, it's why I think the Jaguars are, you know, right now coming off like a stumbling drunk uncle, has no idea what they're doing with the number one overall pick, because they're trying to find some way, somehow, to get somebody to call them and trade for that pick.
Yeah, it's like, can you trade this pick into the future and guarantee another number one overall pick, just not this year? They probably, the Jacksonville Jaguars, would say yes. And it's a great point you bring up, because on the juice of it, right? Like, we know Sauce Gardner, we know who he is, right? Aiden Hutchinson, we know. But I'm looking at the FanDuel Sportsbook, and these are the guys right in order. Andrew Booth, draft position, over or under 29.5. Never heard of the guy. Arnold Ebikiati, draft position, 31.5. Never heard of the guy. Bui Mafe, the only reason why I've heard of that is because you've said his name and we've laughed about his name. Otherwise, no idea who that guy is. Breece Hall, no idea. Charles Cross, over under 7.5. I never heard of the guy. Who's Charles Cross? He's a top 10 pick, and I never heard his name ever mentioned for myself. Chris Olave, heard of him, Ohio State wide receiver. Christian Watson, 39.5, never heard of him. Daxton Hill, 28.5, nope. Derek Stingley, there we go, finally, 9.5. Desmond Ridder, okay. Devin Lloyd, now is that the guy from Utah? Is that the linebacker from Utah?
Yeah, I believe
18.5, okay, heard about him. Devontae Wyatt, never heard of him. Drake London, heard of him. Evan Neal, yes. Garrett Wilson, yes. Carol Loftus, I've heard of that name. So there's a couple guys in here I've heard of, but you're right. It's not a star-studded group all the way through, where you're asking me, hey, Donnie, this guy might get drafted top 7 overall, and I never heard of you. I never even heard your name come up. It's pretty wild.
And let's be honest, right? Like, these guys that have the over-unders, right, are supposed to be the most popular players within the draft, right? So the idea that you could even climb the ladder and get a Charles Cross, and by the way, trust me, Donnie's not, like, you know, on some island here of people that don't know Charles Cross. You know what I mean? And I understand, like, that can partly, Donnie, be because, you know, he's an offensive tackle, this, that, or the third. But again, I mean, we can go through the list, right? You know, again, like, Jermaine Johnson's got an over-under 10.5. No, come on, let's be honest here. I mean, I got to tell you this, though. They got this Jesse Luketa draft position, 139.5.
Whoa.
Like, I just want to know who out there
who's
has enough confidence.
That? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. I mean, who's got enough confidence for that? That's a little bizarre.
I don't know that's confidence for that, but who has confidence for this? Kyrie Irving to score 25 or more points and a Nets W tonight versus the Celtics at a plus 210 price. Yep. We're going to talk some NBA action. Stick with us. Donnie Wrightside and Kevin Walsh on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, a little Hall & Oates beat in the background. This is Moneyline for Monday, 844-843-6879. If you want to tune in and have some fun. Now, Kevin knows me. Last time we saw something go down in Las Vegas, it was the NHL All-Star Game, where I was just flummoxed the entire way, all the way through, of what was taking place here. Now, we know the draft is there. We know there are fountains there. We know there's the main strip in Las Vegas. Are we going to see nonsense? Am I going to be pulling my hair out 5 minutes in to this draft? And not because I can't believe this guy was picked.
Aren't they supposed to drive these guys across water to get to Goodell?
I don't know. Wasn't that before? Like, I thought I heard before.
Did that get
it was supposed to be out there during COVID, right? And then it got canceled. Yeah. Like, I was hearing some wild stories about, you know, it's going to be like flying across on like jet skis and like, I don't need all that. It's great that it's in Vegas, but come on.
If this thing, Donnie, does result in guys getting thrown out there on water skis and everything like that.
Oh.
I am not evil enough. Evil's too harsh. I ultimately think if somebody fell in the water, I would feel so horrible for that person because that is supposed to be their moment. But nobody, like, it would be the NFL's fault. And I think for you, Donnie, that just on the slight chance that, because I got to imagine, Donnie, it would be your favorite moment of all time. If some kid was on his way to the 14th pick in the NFL draft to go out there, shake Goodell's hand, hold the jersey, and he fell in the water on this boat,
oh,
assuming everyone was safe, but he just got a little wet, that feels like your favorite moment of all time.
It could be. I mean, it really could be. Like, I like a nice, you know, effort. It's a Thursday night. It's the first round. And by the way, I do love it. Like, growing up as a kid, it was pretty cool. It was on Saturday and Sunday, condensed. Started at noon on a Saturday. But I do like the bigness of opening night. I like the fact that you can watch the entire first round, get some sleep, recap what happened, get ready for day two, and then have a Saturday. I think they do it really well in the NFL. And I do think it deserves to be in Las Vegas. Quite frankly, probably should be in Vegas every single year. Nice weather. What top pick is going to say, you know what, man? I'm going to stay home in Greenville here as opposed to go to Las Vegas, right? Right out of bowling alley or an ice skating rink or, you know, a YMCA, whatever. Like, I think bigness of Las Vegas adds to the ambiance of it. But I'm just waiting for the overproduction. Like, I want to see 8 o'clock, right? And we haven't had our first pick to like 8:43 for no apparent reason because we have to have a million sideshows.
It is nuts always. And it happens every year. Like, Donnie, like, you know how people go out there, oh, you can bet on everything. Oh, you can bet on everything. Why don't they ever, Donnie, offer up, like, over under the amount of time the Jaguars will use on the clock?
Yes.
Like, because the thing, like, I know it's cliche. Oh, they're fielding late, last-minute phone calls. Will you knock it off?
No.
Will you knock it off?
The minute that draft starts, there is no clock for the first team. They're up, and they need their pick in.
Yes.
That's what I need to see.
Yes. It should, because like they tweet out, like, the Jags are on the clock, right, Donnie, when the season comes to an end and everything like that.
Yes.
Like, it should not be a 10-minute wait, because every year people are turned off by it. And, like, Donnie, if you told the Jaguars, hey, look, like, we're only going to give you 3 minutes. What do you think? They're going to send it a grievance? No. We need way more time. What do you mean you need way more time?
So worried about fitting a football game in a 3-hour window, but we're not about the draft, which goes on all night and can put you to sleep after, like, pick number 5. That's what we're going to be getting into here at this point.
Like, you need more time on the clock in the later rounds, not in the first round. Like, in the first round, like, people know what's going on. The boards are more condensed. Like, it's only a one day. It doesn't need to be 8 to 12:30, the NFL draft.
And
it
also,
doesn't.
When they pick it, like, picking up the phone, right? Oh, you need chime the wheel and deal. Ask any front office. They have 20 scenarios already built in with exactly what picks need to be traded if something happens. Hey, guys, like I talked about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Oh, throw a board together in the next 24 to 48 hours. These groups, after 1 week into the offseason, are ready with their draft board and everything they need to know. So every day, like, oh, who do we call now? I don't know. Let's just see if the Giants will bite down to 10. Hey, what's your draft picks status looking like? You like where you're sitting there at, you know, 5 or 7? Yeah. Or you call the Eagles? Or you call the team with the last first-round draft pick to say, what's it going to take to get there if we want to get our guy here? Everything has worked out. Those 10 minutes aren't where, oh, we've never talked ever to the Jets. Pick up the phone and see if they want to trade with us. That doesn't happen.
You have to understand, this is, like, what they do. Like, I don't know if this will land in the way, but when I was at Iona, Donnie, one of the things I enjoyed discussing the most was the NFL draft, to the point where, and I, like, I could tell you 1 to 64 the draft order. I could tell you 1 to 64, right? That's how much I was studying the NFL draft and the build up to, I don't know, probably 2016, and that's just Donnie, someone who's doing, you know what I mean? A couple of videos on the side, a couple of mock drafts on their own, a couple of tweets. What? Donnie, if I can't walk into any NFL draft team's war room right now, but
yeah.
Hey, by the way, give me the top 15 defensive linemen in this draft, and they give me anything other than the top 15. No, come on now. this is all very simple for them. This is what they've been doing. Because if not, then they're not good at what they do. If they, you know what I mean? Like, we talk, like, you know where, Donnie, like, this is a time where I really wish I were an owner of a team. Just walk, or, you know, or even a general manager. But, like, and you just start quizzing people. Just to figure out, Donnie, who's not helping out really to the process and who can be let go.
Yep, like, who's got the fastest feet in this draft? Quick. What inside linebackers am I looking at? Quick. Like, you're just giving people, like, random tests as you walk through to see what happens. And drafting is not an exact science. But, boy, teams make it seem like it's so hard to actually draft a good football player in the first round. Like, imagine this. There's, you know, let's just say the lottery in the NFL. Obviously, it's not the same as, like, the NBA. Let's just go top 15 picks, right? So, okay. Let's see how you can do. And if I gave you a top 15 draft pick for the next 30 years, like NFL, oh man, yeah, ooh, hit him about 35%. That's really good. No, that's not really good. I honestly think, and I say this so many times, you see Mel Kiper's list, Todd McShay's list, and they just run them constantly, like on the, like the opening 3 days, like best available players. And I swear to you, Kevin, if they just looked at the best available players and made their picks for draft 90% of the football teams, yeah. Because it's not overcomplicating. You know what people see and what they like about the NFL is you say, okay, I watch college football, and you see a guy like, oh man, so and so is still there at this time, and then your team picks somebody you never heard of, and you say to yourself, I'm not even talking about Kevin, like the third overall pick or the fifth overall pick. I'm talking like a third round pick, like, oh man, that guy was at Michigan. He was really good. And they take Wade Davis from Alabama State. You're like, oh, you guys just blew that draft pick. And everybody knows it but the team. I love that. I love that about the draft.
I adore every year. There's one team. I will say though, Donnie, though, I will say, right? And this is the part about this process. I almost appreciate this about the Seattle Seahawks, Donnie. Every year at pick 27, they take a guy that nobody had inside their top 100 players in the NFL draft. But I will say, Donnie, right? Like, how is it that the NFL draft, 32 teams, and so many things, Donnie, are so close together, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that can't be. That doesn't even make sense. Like, it does almost feel like they're all kind of pooling the information together. Mm-hmm. Everybody's scared to make that mistake. Who do they like? Oh, they like. I almost feel, Donnie, like Mel Kiper is just sharing boards with other GMs. They're sharing boards. And this isn't a shot of Mel Kiper. You know what I mean, yeah. Donnie? And it's all just kind of funneling it down, and the margins are minimal there. So everybody can keep it, you know, super, super safe, I guess, at times. And then that's when, you know, Mike Mayock walks in and goes nuts. And by the way, Mike Mayock was wrong every single time he reached on a guy. Clem Farrell, AJ Terrell, whiffs. With, yeah. Like, that team would show up, Donnie. They took Cleland Farrell out of Clemson at 4 overall. And there wasn't a person, was not a person watching the draft, on the draft panel, that thought anything other than, what are you doing? What are you doing? If I'm not mistaken, that was the Josh Allen Jacksonville version draft, Donnie. Was
yes.
Like, guys, he's right. He's right there. He just dominated the SEC. What are you doing?
That's what they do, overthinking. That's why when you say to yourself, okay, instead of just turning on the TV and watching a little bit of tape, you start letting things hear about it, and then you say, okay, boy, he's really good. It shows up on tape, but, ooh, that cone drill is a little bit slow, as opposed to just saying, like, no, he really can play football. That's where it gets involved, and there's always one or two teams, and the Raiders always seem to be that team that has no idea how to scout anything out there and then gets angry when you question what they actually just did.
I think every NFL team needs to hire a logic man. Or really every team. Again, like, this doesn't... I'll never forget when Dalvin Cook ran a slow 40. People went, wow, that's not the 40 I was expecting from Dalvin Cook. Guess he's not that fast. Guys, are you... No, you can watch and see if someone is fast. Like, the 40 isn't as translatable as you think. They're down in a bizarre stance. There's no pads on. Like, this isn't how it works. And they're, by the way, Yanni, they did it again this year. Kyle Hamilton out of Notre Dame. He went out there, did not have the 40 time that people thought. People were like, ooh, boy, I do wonder where he goes now. Like, and this is why, Donnie, sometimes I think it would be super easy. Take the guy that's falling. You can't believe he's falling, and you jump right in, and you'll win every single time. Take the faller. Trust me.
Yes. Let the draft come to you, because everybody in front of you will make mistakes. That's what we like to preach here. As the drills are going off in the background, this is Moneyline on a Monday. Donnie Right Side, Kevin Walsh. Stick with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moneyline on a Monday. All things sports right here on the grid. Donnie Right Side, Kevin Walsh. NBA action tonight. So we'll keep you updated on anything that scrolls down through Twitter. If you want to get involved in the mix and have any hot takes here, 844-843-6879. And as they do, I'm going to say it again like it's on an infomercial. 844-843-6879. Now, we do have playoff games in the NBA tonight. I just had another odds boost appear in front of my face. The first one that we teased on the way into a break was Kyrie Irving to score 25-plus points and the Nets win tonight at a plus 210. I want nothing to do with that. Your initial thoughts on that one, Kevin?
And this is super hard, I think, for us to really break down Donnie with conviction.
Yeah.
Is there something to Ramadan impacting Kyrie Irving?
No.
And just to quickly add, game one, he was great. The start time at game one was 3:30. The others have so far been 7 o'clock or later at night. So perhaps the longer in the day, the more difficult it is. Is there anything to that, Donnie?
I don't know. So what, can he eat, like run the game tips off, I guess? Is that when he's allowed to eat?
I think he like goes into sundown? The locker room at like the end of the first quarter in these games. Donnie maybe tries to grab something.
Wow,
I think it's maybe what's been going on. It's really tough, and it's kind of thrown me off a little bit with what to do with Kyrie, because I don't feel like it's being talked about openly.
No, it hasn't, actually. Usually we used to hear about it with Akeem Olajuwon. Remember him back in the day with the Houston Rockets? That was always a big thing with him. But some of the athletes that you don't really hear about nowadays, and I don't know. I mean, I've done fasting diets, but then again, I'm not playing at a high-level sporting event where it's like, geez, I need all my... Like, I'm talking about sitting here at my desk.
I'm glad you cut that comparison off before I had to. You and your fasting diets.
Now, hold on. Back in the day, like, I used to fast for 3 days at a time and then get out there and run, like, 85 plays in the heat.
Know.
So there you go.
Yeah, exactly.
That fits the mold better here.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that really... it hasn't helped, right? You can't say, like, oh, man, I can't eat all day. Yeah, that really helps you. So you would think it might have a moderate effect, but also... I guess he's snacking at night. And how long does that last for? Is that just for this round or like a week? How long
is it? Yeah, it's a good question. I can't even, you know, pretend to say I'm super well. I'll look it up.
But I imagine it's for at least a week or so, isn't it?
Let me take a look here. May 1st, April 1st to May 1st.
Whoa. So it's a whole month you can't eat during the day?
Yeah, but if you think about it, it's the 25th, so... It would be done when this round is over. It might even be over by the time, say, if you were to get to a seventh game, actually. If that, you know, obviously.
So he's been fasting for a whole month during the so basically you can wake up at 5:45, knock down breakfast, then you got to wait all day till the sun goes down?
Yeah, again, I mean, you know, I don't observe, you know, the rules.
Still tough.
Fasting. Yeah, no, super tough, right? And I think... by the way, like, no one here is looking to give Kyrie's subpar performances an out. But if we're talking about just strictly betting, I just don't know if these are waters I want to be in. To be honest with you, Donnie, maybe this was part of the reason why, but even during the regular season, I started to hand wave Kyrie props. Because usually we're looking to bet overs with him. I stopped with that. I tried to get involved with an under. And he shot 100% from the field, essentially, right? So I don't know really what to do with the Kyrie situation. I would say this, though. If he does not score 25 and they win the game, boy, that would be, that's some Kevin Durant game, huh? right? I mean, that's really the only way that that's happening. It has to be which, by the way, interesting that they're putting that I don't know, Donnie. I've really done a 180 on Boos. I really have. I feel very sour
just
around
them.
Now. I go, okay, yeah, one of these sides is going to lose, and they're picking out Kyrie because there's less trust in Kyrie, and maybe KD is a big night in the Nets winner, something along those lines.
Yeah. Pick out your own odds boost. And by the way, there's people in the network that probably would tell you, Kev, like, well, regardless of religious affiliation, not too sure if old K-Dub can, you know, go sun up to sundown, right? Anybody out there
no.
listening in that would be no. that would have a little party chuckle out of that
people
one?
People would say, man, this guy K-Dubs really knows how to put a shift in. I mean, look at the numbers he delivered us over the weekend, Donnie. I mean, Donnie, let's not beat around the bush. I'm a Twitter sensation.
That's true.
I mean, this is right. I'm big time. And I might have to remove some items from a bio here, run up the numbers now after pop it off. I mean, I don't know. I got to figure out the playbook for my guy Debo Samuel, I guess. But I mean, like, here's, I mean this honestly now, right? The tweet that I had sent out.
Yeah.
I sent out this Kevin Durant, LeBron James comparison tweet, right? And what I adore about this is I had multiple mistakes in the tweet. First of all, instead of the word on, I put one, nobody cared. But I called the Boston Celtics the number one seed, and they were actually the number two, so everybody started pointing that out to me, and it allowed for a comeback that was almost so perfect you would have thought I did it on purpose, where I said, my bad, I forgot LeBron swept the one seed the round before. I mean, really, Donnie, that tweet scenario, everything was coming up, KW, I got to tell you.
Yep, and if you play your cards right, you just might be able to get a guest analysis seat for a couple hits there on NBA draft night. So how about that? Like you want me to put in a good word for you, but hey, look, I know this guy that can come in, give you a good 15 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes.
Yeah,
exactly.
Not too much more, playing a little under the weather.
Check in. We're going to check in now with Kevin Walsh here, the NBA draft. Kevin, what have you seen tonight in the NBA draft? There you go. That's your night.
Now,
mapped out perfectly.
Now let's ask the important questions, okay? Mm-hmm. Question one, is Ben Simmons refusing to come back because he doesn't want to hurt his postseason averages and only give him a good 10 to 15? I mean, is that what the real problem is, Don? He doesn't feel good enough to ramp it up to 25-30, and he doesn't want to put blemishes on his postseason track record here. I mean, what's the deal, Donnie?
Yep, because if he comes back now and drops like a 25, 16, and 10, like, this guy was sandbagging the whole time. Like, he's got to play this the right way so people don't think he's just taking some time off. And by the way, the Bleacher Report tweet that came out earlier today with his, you know, purple jacket, orange pants, just looking solemn. And it just says, people involved in Brooklyn are exasperated by the Ben Simmons saga is fantastic. Because how did we expect this not to go at this point now, where it was when he got traded, he's just ducking the Sixers to now. It's like, you know what? I work out. You're led to believe that he was working out. Like, oh, man, I wonder how these guys look like in practice. Like, you know, banging and going back and forth.
Yeah.
And then your news comes out that, like, he's not really even with the team, but he shows up on game night and basically tells them that's like, felt good yesterday, felt bad today, but I did get 2 good days in. Oh, I don't feel so good today. Man, it's got to be driving that front office wild at this point.
But I have to tell you, truthfully, and I promise I am not trying to cover for Ben Simmons. This is so insane to me, Donnie. What organization? This would be, Donnie, like the Clippers saying, hey, we expect Kawhi for the play-in. And then a day before being like, yeah, actually, we all agreed that we shouldn't be playing Kawhi. That would never happen, right? We know the Clippers are bothered by Kawhi, Donnie, but they never got their head in front of their skis and said anything outlandish. What, Donnie, is going on in Brooklyn that they felt comfortable? Because let's be honest here, by the way. What do you think? You think Rich Paul told Woj that Ben Simmons was on his way back and then they yanked that back? Because also, let me tell you this. If that's the case, then Brooklyn's a bunch of jabrones. That Brooklyn, like, Donnie, they have what? No control over this guy they just acquired? I don't understand that. I don't understand it. So I truly, because now you're hearing that they're bothered by Ben, they're frustrated with Ben. Like, I saw it was Billy Reinhart, who covers the Brooklyn Nets over on Nets Daily, Donnie, say, man, maybe we'll never see Ben Simmons in a Nets uniform, Donnie. I can't help but wonder if Brooklyn was out there almost trying to force his hand. Yeah, he'll play game four. And then they knew, Donnie, that either he would or they would basically now be in a position of power. Because let's be honest here, Donnie. There's nobody defending Ben Simmons. Someone said this today. I think they're true. Ben Simmons, right, Donnie, has to be the least liked NBA player you go from each and every franchise.
Yes, it really seems that way. But is this what we anticipated? Or should I say, is this what we expect now from Brooklyn? Because you know the stories, right? Hey, boy, we would love to get a big three here. Hey, how's it going? How's recruiting going? I haven't spoken to anybody yet. I don't know, but I'm getting back channels here that we might have a chance. All right, free agency is here. How are we looking, Brooklyn Nets? I don't know. I'm the GM. I have, you know, $100 million in cap space. We could get nobody today. I don't know. Oh, thank goodness. Kevin Durant's coming here. Hey, when did you sort of shore this deal up here, Mr. Marks, with this deal? Oh, actually, I never spoke to him ever. We were just hoping that maybe out of like a whim that he would end up in Brooklyn. It's amazing. And then we talked about like the jokes of Kyrie saying, how do you feel about Steve Nash being your coach? I don't really look at him as a coach. Like, we're all coaches here. And it's like, this is like Brooklyn is getting exactly what they're supposed to get. If the planets would align, and you said, man, if this really works out, this is going to just do damage to the NBA. You're just going to have big threes all over the place, and nobody's ever going to want to actually earn it or do a team-building exercise. And I think the NBA sits back and actually looks at this and goes, man, I'm actually a little bit happy this isn't working out exactly to plan here in Brooklyn.
Yeah, look, so you kind of put this on a tee for me, so I'll knock it out of the park. Big threes work. Self-created dynasties work. You just need a leader. Brooklyn doesn't have one. Durant's not a leader. Durant's not a front man. Durant was the best player in Golden State, right? Durant was the best player in Golden State. It wasn't Durant's team. Way more Draymond or Steph Curry's team. That was their organization. It's why the people of Golden State, quite frankly, don't like Kevin Durant. It's why Kevin Durant left. Kevin Durant, Donnie, has not been able to lead. Kevin Durant plays fantastic basketball, Donnie. But I don't know if people really remember the narrative around him and Russell Westbrook was, oh, man, this guy Russ refuses to defer to Kevin Durant. Hey, let me ask you something, Donnie. In which planet is it acceptable that Durant is out there allowing Russell Westbrook to not defer to him? Zero is the answer, probably. Zero. This is on KD. You're the rock star. You're the guy. This is you. You have to be the one to step up and knock this out of the park. And I'll tell you the other guy this is true of. Another guy with two finals MVPs in the trophy case. Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard was born into a beautiful organization that was the San Antonio Spurs, and winning was around him. And then what happened? It was Kawhi's show, and he sat out a year and forced his way out of San Antonio. And then he went into a perfect situation in Toronto. And he could only stay 1 year because he wanted to build his own thing in Los Angeles. How's that gone? No conference finals appearances. And again, Donnie, for the second team, Kawhi Leonard sitting out a year where the front office is asking themselves, where is Kawhi? Not a leader, not a real front man. The truth of the matter is everybody has been so willing year after year after year to set a precedent for LeBron James, that there isn't a single person in this sport that even comes remotely close to meeting here. Durant's failing in Brooklyn miserably. Kawhi is failing in Los Angeles miserably. And we can... Sean Marks, Steve Nash. Oh, God, is it Steve Ballmer's fault? No, it's Kawhi, it's Durant, and it's embarrassing for both.
Yes, it is. But we do have three games on the docket tonight. A 7 o'clock tip, an 8 o'clock tip, and a 9:30 tip tonight. A game with a plus one, a game with a plus eight, and a game with a plus three. We're going to break all of that down here coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. We do have a short segment coming up. We got to bring JP into the mix. See if we can get hot for this week gambling. It's Moneyline. It's Donnie. It's Kevin.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar bill, yo.
Final quick segment before we hit the 2 o'clock hour and start capping some of these NBA games and these Major League Baseball games. But JP, we need a teaser in here. Like, where are we going tonight? The board is yours. three NBA games. What do we have? Five or six Major League Baseball games. Are we par? Because I have a feeling we're staying in the NBA, right? Is that what we're doing?
Oh, yeah. We're staying in the NBA tonight. Yeah.
All right. Give me a teaser.
What
which game?
The Thursday pick, though? Hold on a minute now. What was the Thursday pick? I know you remember, JP.
Yeah, we took Klay Thompson's over and parlayed it with his three-point prop at plus 130. We wound up hitting that.
That's right. Klay's on fire, too, JP.
Yeah, he is on
JP
fire.
JP, was that a 3-0 week for you?
It was a 3-0, and I capped it off by last night. Luckiest thing, I threw $5 on the Guardians in the ninth inning to score a run at, like, plus 1,600 mid-hit. And I was like, I am on fire right now.
Man.
Wait, to
score a run? That's pretty impressive.
It was plus 9.5, a 10-point game, just score a run, and took it all day.
I mean, Donnie, why don't you move over, Donnie, actually? Why don't you, Donnie, go get behind the scenes there and let JP host this show, Donnie?
On the wheels of steel. That's I got to remember. Like, I'm so amazed that I actually remember to ask JP about his picks each and every day on the show, let alone remember JP's picks here.
Well, the reason, Donnie, he was 3-0, not 4-0, is because you forgot on the Monday.
No.
So you're not. Yeah, all right.
See that? He probably would have taken a loss.
So you saved him?
Saved him there. Absolutely there saved him there.
There you go.
But, yeah, three NBA games. We'll cap all these in. I have some. I got one under today. I have one points prop today.
Boo.
And I do think the Utah Jazz might get an outright win. That's where I'm leaning today so far.
Donnie Dogs. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about that? That's good stuff. And now, are we going to be able to get into the whole Panthers-Baker thing, or are we saving that for another time?
Why not? What's even going on here? There must be too much going on here, because I don't know what's going on, Baker Mayfield. And maybe Kev will explain it to us in the 2 o'clock hour. It's Moneyline right here on the grid. Come back with us.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.